What's good, y'all? Fatboy Chronicles. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate all the support. I know it's been a while. A lot of crazy things going on in my world. Glad everybody's still hanging in there and doing their thing. Hope everybody's well. Health is doing okay. I'm gonna jump right into it, man. We're gonna talk about something real controversial. Even to this day, even 30 some odd years, 25, 30 years later, still very controversial. We're gonna talk about the East Coast, West Coast situation, the beef. In honor of the 50 years of hip hop, this is actually considered hip hop history. So we're gonna talk about it today. We go get some information. I'm gonna put out some stuff that I know and some stuff I've heard, different things, rumors, whatever. And I'm gonna put it out there and let people, you know, decipher it how you will. So I want to talk about the East Coast, West Coast situation because I feel it was stupid. First of all, it was stupid. It was dumb. It was retarded. We lost two legends. It was a lot of ego, braggadocio type situations on both sides. Biggie and Puff, or not Biggie and Puff, excuse me. Puff and Suge. Shout out to Suge, and I don't have anything bad to say about Suge. I've met Suge. Suge actually brought me my first steak, and it was a big ass steak from Morton Steakhouse in LA. So I have nothing bad to say about Suge. He shot me some bread when I was a kid and stuff like that. So it's always love to Suge. Whoever he was outside of that, I don't know, because I knew Suge as the nice guy. But anyway, I was watching Math Hoffa and Expert Opinion. Y'all check out that podcast. Shout out to Math Hoffa, by the way. Doing great things. He was a battle rapper. I think he still battle raps here and there, but he's more of a podcaster now. He has great guests on his show. Dope ass show. Shout out to everybody that's a part of the Expert Opinion situation. It's always love. And those East Coast cats, I love the East Coast. I love New York. I love New York cats. They're a different kind of vibe, different flavor. And I love them. So shout out to New York. Shout out to my Expert Opinion. Shout out to Math. Shout out to everybody that's associated with that. But I want to speak on an interview that he recently did with Ed Lover. If you don't know who Ed Lover is, Ed Lover is a former TV personality and a former DJ. He used to DJ on Hot 97 back in the day. And also, he was host of Yo MTV Raps on MTV back in the day with him and Dr. Dre, not the producer, not to be confused with the producer, but Dr. Dre, the TV personality. He had Ed Lover on there, and Ed Lover was on there talking. They asked him about the East Coast, West Coast situation, or really just the Big and Pac tension. And I feel like he didn't speak on it like he should. He didn't really put the emphasis on it like he should. However, he did speak on some of it. And he said, you know, Math asked him, like, where did it go wrong with Big and Pac? And Ed was saying the Quad situation. And I want to say this. Ed is absolutely correct. That's exactly where it went wrong. But he didn't speak to the magnitude of the East Coast, West Coast situation. Because he was asked about that, and he felt however he felt at the time, or whatever the case. But I'm going to say this. I feel like the East Coast, West Coast situation kicked off when Tim Dawg dissed Dre on F. Compton. That's where a lot of it started. Then, you know, Dre was on Death Row at the time. And then, you know, him and Snoop did a record. I'm trying to remember the record that they did. I think it was Nothing But a G Thing. Or it was one of them records. I can't remember the name of it right now. My mind is filled with a thousand thoughts. But anyway, he did a song. After Tim Dawg dissed Tim, they did a song about Tim Dawg. Rest in peace to Tim Dawg, by the way. To me, it hurts. It really does. To even talk about the situation, because it was so dumb, it was stupid. But at the time, you know, I was young and everybody was young at the time, and everybody, you know, dug their heels in on the East and the West and different things of that nature. But A Lover was absolutely correct. What went wrong was the Quad studio shooting. Pop felt like Big should have rolled with him. Big felt like, you know, I tried to tell him, but he wouldn't listen. And he kind of stayed out of it. But Pac felt how he felt, and I'm not here to, you know, minimize how Pac felt. That's how he felt. And Big felt how he felt. I'm not here to minimize those two men and how they felt about a situation. But at Lover, I was so spoke on, you know, the source of war when Suge got up there and said what he said. And if you don't know what Suge said, you can always Google it and go, you know, see for yourself, or go on YouTube. It's on there. And Ed's right on that part, too, because one thing about the West Coast, and I grew up on the West Coast. I moved to the West Coast when I was 3 years old. I also was born in Chicago, so I'm from the Midwest. I was born in the Midwest, but I grew up, my game, everything I learned was on the West Coast. So my thing is, as a cat who grew up on the West Coast, I was dug into the situation of the East Coast, West Coast, because that's what was being plastered all over the TV at that time, was the East Coast, West Coast, East Coast, West Coast, East Coast, West Coast. And the media drove that to make it bigger than what it actually really was. It was two men who disagreed about a situation, plain and simple. Pac said it, Biggie said it, everybody said it, but sensationalism sells, and that's exactly what the publications and the news were doing. They were selling the violence, the bullcrap, the stuff that just didn't make any freaking sense. They were selling that. And people were eating that up. When cats read things on the West Coast about, oh yeah, these East Coast cats, this and that, and then the West Coast, it just sensationalizes things. It just makes it worse. One thing about the West Coast is the West Coast are not the type to subliminally, I know I said the word weird, but they're not the type to hide anything. They'll bring it to you. And not saying the East Coast doesn't, but the West Coast is a little bit different. The West Coast is like, okay, well, you beefing with us, well, we go take it to another level. And that's always been the way of the West Coast. And I'm not saying that it's right. I'm not even saying that it's wrong. It's just the way that the cats on the West Coast think. Okay, you beefing with us, you feeling some type of way, okay, well, let's put it out in the forefront. Let's stop hiding it. Let's put it out there and let's see what happened. And that's exactly what happened with Big and Pop. But it got put in the forefront. And unfortunately, we lost two of the greatest artists of our generation. It was stupid. It was senseless. It was dumb. It was childish. very childish. Like, I honestly feel like, you know, because Big and Pac were cool. Like, at one point, Pac was doing Thug Life, and Big was supposed to have been part of Thug Life, but he ended up going to Bad Boy. And that kind of hurt Pac a little bit. A lot of people don't know that. But also, Sugar had approached Big at one time about being on death row. A lot of people don't even know that. And could you imagine if Pac and Big were on death row together? Oh my God. But yeah, that actually happened. It's hard to find the information on it, but this is stuff that I know as a fact. Yeah, Suge had approached Big about being on death row, but I think Big had turned it down because, you know, he's an East Coast cat, and I respect that, you know. And, you know, there was no beef with Puff and, you know, Suge at the time. The Suge and Puff beef started when, you know, Big Jake Robles, who was a friend of Suge, they were at a Jermaine Dupri birthday party, I believe, in Atlanta. And Suge homie Jay got shot by some people that were with Puffy's bodyguard, which was Anthony Wolf Jones, or whatever his last name is. Wolf was his street name. And that was Puffy's security at the time. And they had a disagreement, and one of Wolf's people shot Jake, Big Jake, and Suge blamed Puff on that. And Puff was like, I ain't had nothing to do with that. That was between those men, or whatever the case is. And that's usually how it goes on the East Coast. We're a little bit different thinking when it comes to West Coast. We're more like, okay, if you my man, you riding with me, you doing whatever, blah, 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 blah. That's not what the case was. So that was the tension between Suge and Puff. That's where that started. Because Suge and Puff were actually really cool at one point. Same way with Biggie and Pac. And absolutely, Ed Lover was correct. If y'all have a chance to go see that little snippet on YouTube, go check that out. Ed Lover talking to Math Hoffa about the East Coast, West Coast situation. I just want to say, as a person who was privy to certain things and who saw the magnitude of everything, even when I listen to Hit 'Em Up now, I just hear hurt. Like, back then, I was like, yeah, Pac, you know, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how we bring it. But then now, as a grown man, 41 years old, I'm like, yeah, maybe not. Because now I look at it and I'm like, yeah, somebody had to die for that situation. Now, we don't know what happened when it came to what happened to Big or Pac. We don't know who shot who. We do know information now because they just raided Keefe D's house and found information on Pac and different things related to that case all these years later, which is weird as hell. It's just weird to me. I don't know why. I don't know why all of a sudden they found this information. But anyway, I have my own theories about both of those situations. I'm not going to go into that. But I will say that it's a horrible loss. It was stupid. It was callous. It's unnecessary that we lost both of these artists. Nobody won in that situation. The West Coast didn't win. The East Coast didn't win either. I don't think it was very good judgment on Diddy's behalf to bring Big to the West Coast at that time. I thought that was a really dumb move. Supposedly Big was supposed to go to London or something like that. He should have probably did that instead of going to the West Coast. I think that was just a bad move, and it wasn't Big's fault. He was doing what he had to do, and unfortunately, you know, he lost his life. And yes, that some of that had to do with Pac being killed and people on the West Coast feeling how they felt. But also, Big didn't help his situation when he came to the West Coast. He did an interview with 106 KMEL, and he said some slick things on the radio. And at that time, the West Coast wasn't feeling that. You know, we wasn't on that. We were still mourning Pac. And even to this day, like 30 years later, we're still mourning my guy. Like, that's my guy. But I feel like losing both of those artists put such a void in hip hop. Like, even now, it's so many artists that are connected. I feel like more artists, the younger ones, are more connected to Pac than Big, because Big is such, he didn't have the time that Pac had. And then also Pac did movies and different things like that. Pac was on a different trajectory. And also, I'm not saying neither one of those dudes weren't superstars, but what I'm saying is that Pac was a different, he was on an iconic level. Even before he passed, he was moving into that iconic level. Big was just coming into that iconic level. So, you know, unfortunately, neither one of these men got to see their situation come into fruition. Big, you know, he had two kids. He never got to see his kids grow up. It's just unfortunate. Now that I look at it as a grown man and as a parent, just very unfortunate. I wish it never happened. But just to give perspective, the reason that there was an East Coast, West Coast beef was the media, plain and simple. It wasn't anything else. It wasn't anybody else. It wasn't anything related to anything else. It was literally the media that drove it and pushed it to turn into what it turned into. Because it didn't turn, it wasn't a disagreement. And normally disagreements stay on wax, but there was shootings going on. Snoop and them had did a song called New York, New York. They was kicking over buildings, different things. Big got on the radio and said some stuff about, you know, them Death Row Cats is, you know, Snoop and them is doing video in New York in such and such area, da 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 da. Their trailer got shot up, things of that nature. So it was just a lot of different things that were domino effects to what ended up happening to, you know, Pac and Big. But rest in peace to both those men. I love them both. I wish they were still here. The game would be much, much different, I feel, if they were here. Pac was a different kind of cat, man. And rest in peace to both those brothers, man. And shout out to both those brothers as well. They definitely put their stamp and put their paw into the game. And we love them to death, even to this day. We love them. We miss them. And rest in peace to both of them. All right, y'all. Fatboy Chronicles, get at me. You know where I be. What's going on, everybody? Fatboy Chronicles. Glad to be with y'all. Appreciate y'all tuning in, listening. Lots to talk about, lots to go over. It's been a while. Hope everybody doing well. Hope everybody prospering and getting everything they want in life. You know how life takes us through twists and turns. Also, we going through a whole bunch of stuff right now. The world is just a little bit crazy right now than usual. Also, I'm hearing rumors that we might be going back on lockdown because there's another strand of COVID out here that is worse than the one that we had in 2020. So get prepared. Also, those masks, they say the masks don't even work. I don't know why people are wearing them. It is what it is. Anyway, back to the topics that I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about two things today. And the first topic I'm going to talk about is the March on Washington. So yesterday was the anniversary of the March on Washington. where Dr. King said his famous I Have a Dream speech. Fun fact, I just found out Mahalia Jackson was in the crowd, and she actually told Martin, tell him about the dream, Martin, tell him about the dream. And that's when he went into his speech of I Have a Dream. I actually prefer, I don't mind the Martin beforehand, but I prefer the Martin that became woke, like towards the end of his life, and realized that he was integrating his people into a burning house. At the time, he didn't probably realize it. He probably thought, hey, we can kumbaya with these European folks, and, you know, it is what it is. But in reality, that was not the case, unfortunately. Us kumbayaing and being together and all these different things, it actually made it worse for us, because we actually lost a bit of our essence as far as community is concerned, and building with one another, and keeping money, you know, recycled within ourselves, and those types of things. So Martin, I'm not going to say he did damage. He did what he thought was right at the time, but then when he realized later on in life that that wasn't it, that we needed to not necessarily separate, actually, yeah, be separate but equal. He said that himself, that he should have fought for that a little bit harder than to integrate with folks who didn't really want to integrate with us in the beginning. So someone asked me yesterday, should we have another March on Washington? I think so. I think so. It's necessary. It's needed. I don't necessarily know how that would go now, but it is definitely needed. The conversation needs to be geared towards what do we do next? Where do we go from here? Where do we go from this situation of when Dr. King made his I Have a Dream speech? Where do we go from here as a people, specifically talking about Black folks? Where do we go? What do we do? Because there's a lot of things going on in this world that directly affect us, and this world and this country is not willing to look at the things that are affecting us and the things that we care about. The world just kind of poo-poos on us a lot, and we need to find effective ways to get certain things done now. And Dr. King, with his speech at the time, was more geared towards you know, us uniting as one, as Black, white, whatever, you know, race or religion or whatever the case is. And now I think the talk should be, where do we go as a people? But thank you, Dr. King, for his contribution, his speech, his idea. I mean, he had the right idea, but I think he fought for the wrong thing. And that was always my first opinion. I used to think, you know, before I got enlightened about a lot of things, I used to think that being together and being with European folk would be okay and different things. And I'm not saying all Europeans are horrible, all Europeans are bad. I'm just saying the majority trumps the minority. And we need to figure out a way of what we're going to do in this country, because at this time, we're not working well together. I think it's time to separate. I think it's time to get away from one another and figure out a course of action for ourselves at this point. So that's my personal opinion. That's my thing. Moving on from that. Hip hop. Let's talk about hip hop. So hip hop, in case people don't know, turned 50 this year. It's been 50 years since that infamous party DJ Kool Herc had in his basement, house party. And that is actually, I believe it's either 1420 Sedgwick or 1520 Sedgwick Avenue in New York, in the Bronx. And that is where hip hop was born. And we are here 50 years later. They said we wouldn't last. They said we would probably go out like disco. It might be a fad for a minute and then it would just dissipate or go away. Had no idea back in the day when this thing was starting that it would be 50 years down the road and we are here now. Here's the thing with me when it comes to hip hop. What's going on? Excuse me, y'all. Here's the thing with me with hip hop. I love hip hop. I've always loved hip hop. Hip hop has saved my life and many others that I know. Hip hop is a great tool to get messages out there to the masses. I love everything about hip hop. I just don't like the direction that it's going at this time. The problem that I have with hip hop nowadays is it's too commercialized. It's too open. It's too it's not political anymore. It's not, there's no substance. There's no creativity. There's nothing. Everybody sounds the same. Nobody's really writing their stuff anymore. Everybody's just kind of, you know, putting out whatever. Hip hop in years, and they just reported this, that hip hop has no number one albums this year. I mean, the year is not out, but at the same time, hip hop has no number one albums this year. And it's unfortunate because hip hop is so global and so universal, but at the same time, it has been saturated and diluted and, you know, and just kind of thrown amok. And hip hop has always been youth driven. And that's literally how it started. It started with the youth, and it's always been a youthful movement. However, I'm going to be honest with you. I just don't like the direction. I don't even know if we're going to be here 50 years from now again. And that bothers me because we're not too far off from 50 years from now. You know, that would be 2070 something, where we would reach the 100 years. And that's not, it's far, but it's not that far. And I have no idea the direction that hip hop is going. And I wish it would get back to the essence. I think it's slowly starting to dissipate in terms of the ratchetness of the music. I think it's starting to wear down. I think people are starting to go back to the essence, but it's still a lot of crap that you have to sift through before you get to the good stuff. And that's the problem. One thing I'm loving about hip hop is the ladies. They're representing right now. They're really out here. They're saying what they want to say. They're doing what they want to do. And I can appreciate that. However, some of it, some of these ladies don't need to be on right now. I'm just going to be honest. There's a young lady by the name of Sexy Red. You know, a lot of people have been saying she's an industry plant, and, you know, she's been put there to kind of, for the destruction of, the black woman and different things like that. And I totally agree. I don't understand Sexy Red at all. Suki Hana had a little issue earlier in the year. Everybody black jumped on her, you know, side and different things like that. I even did as well. But now I'm looking at certain situations and I'm like, where is this going? what is the reason behind a lot of this? I grew up where I grew up in the era with Foxy Brown. I grew up in the era with Little Kim. I grew up in the era with Trina, but they were never as raunchy as some of these ladies out here. I can appreciate a Cardi B, a Megan Thee Stallion, a Nicki. You know, they talk a little raunchy here and there, but nothing like Sexy Red and Suki Hanna. I have no idea where these ladies came from. I don't even know. Suki Hanna, I had a video out a while back, and she was talking about, you know, the Illuminati and different things and being made to do things she don't want to do and so on and so forth. But yet she's out here doing the exact things that she was complaining about. I have no idea where this music is going, but I really hope we get back to an essence. We get back to creativity and we get back to the solidness of hip hop. I miss that. And I wish it was still here. I think the spirit of hip hop is here. However, it is a little diluted and tainted right now, and we need to figure out how to get it back to its true essence of hip hop, rap, the, you know, the essence of it, graffiti, break dancing, those type of things. That's what hip hop originality is. That's the forms of hip hop. And we got to get back to that, because if we keep going in this direction, God help hip hop. All right, y'all. Fatboy Chronicles, get at me. You know where I be. Deuces.